the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency war for the profit and basis a time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
My name is Wayne Walton, and this is the inaugural show of MountainHours.com. It's the local currency solution to the international debt servitude which the world faces today. And I'm very excited. I've done radio quite a bit before as a guest and a couple spots where I substituted for Alex Jones here and there on a local radio show in Tampa. But this is my show, and I'm very excited because it's about a fundamental solution to everything that's a mess in the world today. Anybody that's listening to this network certainly knows that the monetary system is the source of the corruption. Well, it's time for us to remedy that. It's time for us to truly focus, truly sit down and problem solve together, and not just talk about these things, but actually do something. Let's get out there and do something. It's time for the protesting is over. That little intro that was at the beginning of the show here was me speaking in front of Occupy Denver. And, I'm a libertarian generally, but I can speak local currency solution to people at Occupy. I can speak to that to the Tea Party. The currency is the heart of the corruption. Rothschild said, allow me to control the money and I care not who makes the laws. He didn't say, allow me to control the military and I don't care who controls the law. He didn't say, allow me to control the water supply and I care not who controls the laws. I don't care. It was all about the monetary system. So if we seek to be free and regain control of our government, we must do the same thing. We must control the monetary system in order to be the government. What he's really saying there is whoever controls the monetary supply is the government. Whoever controls how it's distributed and how it's created as a debt with interest, for instance, whoever controls that usury system, they will be the government, irrespective of who's in office, in political office. And the way that actually occurred in the United States is in 1933, the parasitic usurers, that's the phrase I like to use because I'm not against bankers. I just want them to have banking and lending and a monetary system that's created without interest or usury or riba. All three of those things mean the same thing regardless of where you grew up. So what this first show is about is who I am, what's this show about, where and when, how long is the show going to go for? Because we actually have a goal in mind. We're not just going to keep talking and forever. We have a goal, a very specific goal, and once we achieve that goal, there's no need for the show any longer. Where it's broadcast from, so it's the who, what, when, where, how, why show, and we are going to distinguish between symptoms and the causes of problems. We're going to distinguish between act.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
All right, this is Lane with MountainHoursRadio.com. MountainHours.com, that's MTNHOURS.com. That is the local currency for Summit County, Colorado, which is up here almost 10,000 feet in Breckenridge. And we have initiated a local currency here. It started roughly 5 weeks ago. And that is the fundamental cure because it's issued by the producers for the producers without interest and without debt. It's actually given away. So this entire broadcast is based upon this solution for the emancipation of mankind so that we can create an abundant, usury-free, voluntary society. That is the goal of this radio broadcast. It has a very specific goal. It's not just another whine and complain show, warning about the New World Order or the powers that be, the elite taking over and all the evil stuff they're doing or whatever. That's not about them. This show is not about them because what we need to recognize is that as the people, over a lifetime, we have been conditioned to a status where we are a dog. We're a dog that begs its own fleas for some of its blood back. So think about that. We, as the producer, we produce all the blood and energy products and services. Why do we, as the producer, beg our parasite for some of our own life's energy back, or the blood or the money? It's the same thing. Well, what we should do is, rather than worry about what our parasite is doing, is just disregard our parasite and take control of our life's blood, which is the monetary supply. Once we take control of that again, we will be able to finance projects which we value. Currently, the parasite harnesses our energy through the monetary system, and they then turn around and they finance a police state or endless wars or bank bailouts or any number of things that we don't like. So in their monetary circuit, there's lots of currency flowing. In their economic circuit of the Federal Reserve notes or the other debt-based monetary systems, there's plenty of money flowing in those circuits. In order for us to be free, we need to make sure that there's lots of currency flowing in our own economic circuits locally. And the means by which that we do that is we create the money ourselves. And that's a very fundamental idea. Is once the people realize that they are the money, they will then be free, because they won't be reliant upon either the existing system, which is the Federal Reserve system. It's a debt with interest and a top-down system. Alternatively, if we were to revert to a gold and silver-based system, which is controlled by the elite, we would have to borrow it from them as a debt with interest. And then lastly, the other dominant monetary solution is generally the greenback solution. And even then, the parasite at the top is creating the money. You know, fortunately, it's done without interest. But whoever the friend of the treasurer is, or the controllers at the top, they will certainly be given beneficial legislation. So the way that this monetary power is so fundamental and so powerful, it's essential that the people control it locally, organically. And we have started doing that, and mountainhours.com is our system. It was modeled after Ithaca Hours system in Ithaca, New York, which has been around for 20 years. And here we go. You know, it's working great, because quite literally we just give the money away. And from there, it circulates locally, and the money stays local. It's not used as a tool to extract wealth from our community. And that's what the Federal Reserve System was set up for, was to extract wealth from the people so that that energy could be then turned around to finance projects which support the values and interests of the elite. So we're quite literally flipping pyramids is a way to look at this. And we've got a whole plan. It's something that needs to happen in every county. And we've got a website, mountainhours.com, where you can see how we've done it. And there's educational videos there which demonstrate how we've done it. It shows videos of other towns doing it. And we have videos of different businesses locally which have accepted Mountain Hours as a form of payment for their products and services. And we have a directory there which lists all those businesses. So I truly recommend that activists get focused. Get focused on the real cure. Again, Rothschild took over by taking control of the monetary system. And then from there, once you control the money, you can control the media. and you can control the educational system, et cetera, et cetera. So on down the line, basically the people's brains are computers, and whatever gets put into those computers is what will come out, you know, so you can engineer and program those minds with television. So here we are in the little, you know, we've got a population here, roughly 30,000, just like Ithaca, New York, and we have our own monetary system that we've started, and we've got our own media, and that is what this broadcast is all about, because we are hoping that you tune in regularly, and we're going to tear some false ideas down and make it more digestible, and those false ideas are leading toward false solutions. And one of those false solutions is the Rothschild's gold standard. And anybody that's thinking that gold and silver is the solution to monetary reform, I invite you to start your own local gold and silver monetary system with you and your neighbors. And you're going to find out very quickly that you have to have money before you can start that system. So by definition, if you need to have a lot of money to start it, that means it's not the correct solution. It means that it's the elite's solution. It's a top-down control solution. If the people had ample gold and silver to pay their debts, because we're massively in debt, the United States has monstrous debt. If we are going to pay that off, we would have to have a bunch of gold and silver, and we can easily pay that off. But since we do not have that, we would have to borrow it at interest as a debt from the same people who are in control right now. So we are not just talking about this. One thing for somebody to just talk about using gold and silver as the solution, like, don't talk about it. Go do it. Go start it with your neighbors and see very quickly that when people are scared and the economy is collapsing, et cetera, people will hoard gold and silver just like they hoard food and other commodities. They hoard ammunition. So if you're hoarding these things, you're actually creating scarcity. Those things aren't flowing. For money to work, it has to be utilized. You have to let it flow. So that's quite simply what we're doing here in Summit County, Colorado. So, all right. Well, let's start off where we are, you know, where we are as a society. Who is governing us? And as I alluded to before, that was the Rothschild quote is, allow me to control a nation's monetary system. I care not who makes its laws. So what he's stating there is, who is the government? Who really is in charge? And I think Harry Truman had a quote, like he had a sign on his desk said, the buck stopped here, which means, according to him, is that the final decision is made there. Well, on his desk, that was, you know, figure that's 1951 or 52 or so. Well, just, you know, 20 years prior to that, FDR issued an executive order which rounded up the people's gold and then turned it over, not to the United States Treasury, but it turned it over to the private Federal Reserve. Well, what that demonstrated with that act is that the United States was borrowing money, gold and silver, from the Federal Reserve. And when it could no longer pay it, the bankers, the Federal Reserve, or the parasitic usurer, it collected its collateral from the bankruptcy. And that bankruptcy was the, you know, the bankruptcy of the United States in 1933. So by definition, when any entity is in bankruptcy, that means that the creditor makes all the big decisions. So since Harry Truman never got us out of bankruptcy, that means we're still in bankruptcy. So the Parasitic users are who are in control. That is the real government, so we need to start all our conversations from there. So check out The Wandering Monks while we go into the break.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
All right, that was Federal Reserve Chairman, or former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, speaking to exactly what I was just talking about prior to the break. There is no agency of government which is higher than the Federal Reserve. The reason being is the United States is in bankruptcy, and the creditor makes the big decisions. And when any entity is in bankruptcy, the creditor makes the decisions. So it's, you know, you're not going to read this in the regular newspaper because it's not in the interest of the, it's not in the interest of the creditor to let the people know that its debtor is insolvent. Because if all of the debt slaves globally, or in the United States at least, if they all knew that they were working to pay the debts of private banks, that's what our income tax is for, and property taxes. If they all knew that's why they were working a quarter of the year, they wouldn't be as productive. So it's in the interests of the creditor to maintain the illusion of elections and political process, and that the government is a great patsy for the parasitic users to put out in front of us, for them to give the illusion that they are making the decisions, and then when they're incompetent, all of the sheep go pointing at the government as being the problem. So none of what we're talking about is going to be fixed by an election or changing the vestigial head of the bankrupt the United States, because it's all just political theater. There's a good little comedy piece put out by George Carlin that goes directly over this. So anyway, we're just trying to make sure that everybody understands we're at the same starting point. That if we all point the government as being the problem, we're missing the point, because the government isn't in charge. The government isn't the sovereign. So the way this happens, this is a natural consequence of a debt-based monetary system and usury. It's only a matter of time till the debtor goes bankrupt. So whenever any entity takes on debt with usury, there's going to be people or groups in that system that will absolutely go bankrupt, because usury is a mathematic fraud. And that is the fundamental problem. So what we're trying to identify is the original sin. What is, you know, there's some people go, it's, you know, big government is the problem in the world. If we didn't have big government, then, or if we just had anarchy, that's the incorrect solution. Because what they're trying to show is that if we lived in, if there were no governments, then everybody would be free, hypothetically. Well, that's not correct, because the parasitic usurer can enslave societies even when there is no government. So, and the way that occurs is, you know, let's say hypothetically 10 people get a loan, and let's just use the gold bug solution. Let's say the 10 people get a loan at $100,000 apiece at only a small percent interest rate of 1%. There's no fractional reserves. You've only got 1% that needs to be paid back. So that means each has borrowed $100,000. Each needs to pay back $101,000 in silver, because that's what was loaned out. Well, it's going to be impossible, because in that system there's $1 million, but collectively the borrowers, the debt slaves, have to pay back $1,010,000. So since they don't have the $10,000 in interest, it will be mathematically impossible for all of the borrowers to pay. So some of those borrowers will lose their collateral, which would be their house. So that's that same situation applies for governments. So let's say hypothetically the 10 southern states, let's call it. Well, there's no gold in Florida, or there's very little in Georgia and the Gulf states, let's call them. So let's just say 10 of them borrow $1 million in gold from the parasitic users at 1% with no fractional reserves. So we're in the last example, we showed how individuals, when they borrow with interest or usury or REBA, I'm going to use those phrases interchange in those words interchangeably. Usury, interest, and REBA mean the exact same thing. It's just the application of interest on the creation of money or borrowing money. So in this example, now we have 10 southern states borrowing at $1 million of gold at 1%. With no fractional reserves, because some people think the whole problem is fractional reserves. So I'm demonstrating that even at 1%, fractional reserves won't be able, the gold borrowed will not be able to be, it'll be impossible. interest. It's not. So, once again, it's at you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash, Steve.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good.
Alright, I love it. Wandering Monks music. And I can't recommend enough for everybody within reach of my voice to check out WanderingMonksMusic.com. Wandering Monks are a enlightened hip hop group that I got to tell you, I really never listened to hip hop as a genre of music very much. I was always kind of a alternative music guy. Didn't like hip hop as a genre very much, but since listening to them. The truth and the vibration and the come from that their music brings is just excellent. So I definitely invite you to check them out, and they're going to be appearing at our big event. Just a little show announcement in 4th of July weekend, July 5th through 8th. Less than a month now in Breckenridge, Colorado, we're having the Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. That's at puff.com or rockymountainpuff.com. www.thefederalreserve.com. You can go there for tickets. We are going to be featuring the music of the Wandering Monks and Jordan Page. In addition to that, we'll have patriots of Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Joe B. Weeks, myself will be there. Additionally, some local independent politicians, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. And in addition to that, we'll have some representatives from the Occupy Denver movement and We Are Change Colorado, all of which will be coming here to, you know, learn about and experience Mountain Hour's local currency. So we want to show that this is the pathway. This is the silver bullet solution to defeating the New World Order Death Star. You know, just like in the movie, they had the plans to the Death Star in the Star Wars movie. They had the plans. Well, we have the plans, and I actually call it the Jubilee Plan. Well, that's a pretty involved plan. I'm not going to get to that right now, but we have a plan. We actually have a plan. That's why we're excited, because we're not begging and groveling. We're not worried about what the parasite's going to do. All we want to do is get with other producers and ask and cajole and persuade other producers to support the producer's monetary system, not the parasite's monetary system. It's really pretty simple. Some of this stuff is like new language and, you know, because it's a new topic. It's a little bit difficult to digest, but once you digest it, this is a very, very simple plan. Thousands of networked local currencies, such as Mountain Hours, they can trade because they have a common denomination of value, and that is the hour unit. And that hour unit is the same in China as it is in the United States. It's the same as in Canada. It's the same in Mountain Hours, Summit County, as it is in Ithaca Hours. So one of our great patriots that's in Summit County, Joby Weeks, is actually traveling across the country going to various political events such as the Bilderberg protest or Porkfest, and there's at the NATO summit protest, and he's going around and spreading the word about Mountain Hours and interacting with you know, patriots nationwide to express that this is the silver bullet solution, and literally getting them on video. So we've got a bunch of videos on our Vimeo channel where you can see these activists such as you know, Adam Kokesh and Gary Franchi, et cetera, supporting the local currency solution. And what's so powerful is, you know, Joby went to Ithaca, New York, and he actually bought a book with Mountain Hours. So our organic currency here, based on time, can be traded with their local currency there in Ithaca. And the people get it. It's a bottom-up solution. Additionally, we're proud to announce, too, that in Denver, they are starting Mile High Hours. So now people in the Front Range who have a longer grow season and they have abundance for food, let's say, well, we have an abundance here up in the mountains. We have, you know, we have snow here still. It's, you know, June 11th. We're 10 days away from summer. And I actually just went running and went in the water, and it's like the water's cold because it's, you know, it was just snow not too long ago. But we're surrounded by snow here. Snow is here year-round, usually. So our grow season's very short. So what we do have to trade and that we have abundance in is recreation. So people from the Front Range, where they have plenty of, let's call it, produce in abundance, we can trade that for our recreation. And that's expressed in the universal denominated unit of hours. So you trade the hours. No problems. By cooperating, we all achieve abundance, and we don't have the parasitic user harnessing our energy and stealing it from the top-down system. In addition, because the money is given away, the local currency hours is just given away. And so that's a big paradigm shift for people to understand, is the whole idea is like, how can you have something of value that you just give away? So let's get in that, because that's a really big, it's a difficult thing to understand. It's like, how can you just give away something of value and just continue to give it away? Well, that's what you do with love, right? You give love away, and, you know, written right on our money is, there's a heart right in the back, and it says, issued usury free for sustainability. So, all right, so let's get into that real quick. Right now, we have 34 businesses in our currency cooperative, and that means they've agreed to accept Mountain Hours. So let's forget about Mountain Hours as a local currency, and let's just imagine we set up a barter network. That's everybody would acknowledge that that's completely legal and ethical and moral, and actually it's sovereign, too. It means it's a system that's outside of the control of the Federal Reserve System, let's call it. So it's a sovereign system. You have individuals within that network trading with other individuals, and those businesses all are able to get what they need without Federal Reserve notes. And so they're able to acquire those things. So the problem with barter is that you need a partner to trade with. Well, that becomes prohibitive, because sometimes you know, if you're a mechanic, for instance, and you know you don't want to trade with some particular shirt company, let's call it. Like, there's one of the members of the barter network actually makes shirts. So let's say you have a whole new set of shirts for your company. You already have uniforms. You have company T-shirts. You don't need any promotional items. But the individual who owns the promotional business, he needs to get his car fixed. So now the barter network isn't working for the promotional apparel company owner. So a way to alleviate that is, now just imagine, out of those businesses, the 34 businesses, they all created a $50 gift certificate. Well, they invent that. It's something that doesn't have any value. It's backed by the goods and services of those producers. So now each of them created a $50 gift certificate for $50, each of the members of the currency cooperative, let's call it, or the barter network. So now they trade those within that network. Now it's easier that those gift certificates are acting as a form of money. What they're actually doing is monetizing their promissory notes. So now something of no value, meaning the gift certificates have no value, it's just paper, it's actually backed up by the goods and services. So effectively what we're doing with the local currency is, by creating the local currency and giving it out, it's just like we're giving out the gift certificates. They have no value until the local business signs it, and basically with their commercial energy and their backing, the businesses, by accepting them, that creates the demand that they will work as money. So it's really the goods and services. So here it is. You can just give out those $50 of Mountain Hours, which would be equivalent to 5 hours, by the way. Now you can just give that away in the exact same way that the gift certificates were created out of nothing, and then the local business would sign those, and that would be their authentication that they were going to support and back those up with the $50 in goods and services when they were brought to their business. So that's exactly what we're doing with the local currency. It's just exactly like that. It has value because it's able to be accepted by those local businesses. We just give it to them in exchange for them accepting it. And from there, we list them on our directory, and we do some marketing stuff in the forms of video. And as time goes on, we'll actually get those businesses on this radio broadcast, so you as the listener can hear them. You they can promote their business and why they joined, what were their considerations. And now I'm elevating them, just like, you know, let's call it Rothschild. They, by controlling the monetary system, they, in their media, they elevated the businesses which supported their interests. Well, the businesses which support the usury-free mountain hours system, those businesses will be elevated by our media. And we're going to support them because it's their loving commercial energy which is, which actually gives mountain hours its value. Just like our loving commercial energy is what gives the Federal Reserve pieces of paper any value. If it wasn't for us, if it weren't for the people, they would have no value at all. They'd just be pieces of paper. So fundamentally, a Federal Reserve note has no more or less value than a mountain hours when they're sitting on a piece of, you know, a table next to each other. The difference with a Federal Reserve note is, you know, currently you can pay your income taxes, property taxes, and all of the things that support the parasitic user, because that's the way they control the whole system. So as time goes on and our network grows, because we are the people, we are the dog, there's no reason that we, why we can't go to local government and ask them to accept mountain hours as a form of payment for local sales taxes or property taxes and those sorts of things. So that is the next elevation of this process. And we're excited because, quite literally, this is the solution all the way. I'm going to have to get into the Jubilee plan to get into that part, and I'm going to wait for the next hour to get into that because that's a pretty involved step-by-step process. But what I want to do is really focus for the time that we have left in this hour is just make sure that you understand that the technology of paper money or digital money is not the problem, because that technology is used for sporting events. It's used for airline tickets. They have digital and paper airline tickets. Well, they have value. It's not the piece of paper or the digits that have value. It's what is backed by that, that's represent by those digits and the paper that you can get on the plane or you can get into the stadium. As long as you can do those things, then the paper and the digits have value. The technology isn't what's flawed. It's the issuer which is flawed. That is the corruptive force, meaning the Federal Reserve, and it's corrupt because it's created as a debt with interest and a top-down system. Then they let the currency flow in circuits which support their interests and values. In the meantime, that currency doesn't flow locally. And when it doesn't flow locally, it makes it very hard for the people to pay their debts. And then, oh, look, be there. It's the parasitic user. It plays to their interest for us not to have enough money, because when we can't pay our debts, they're the ones that repossess those assets which have been collateralized. So this all comes down to, you know, the Jefferson quote, if we allow private banks to issue the public currency first through inflation, then deflation, we're actually undergoing deflation now, the people shall wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. Well, as we're going through deflation, it makes it harder for us to pay our debts. When we can't pay our debts, we go homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. And that's exactly what's going on. So recognize that we are going through deflation. That's going to be another paradigm shift, because most people, if you were to speak to them, they would say that we were being subjugated via inflation. And that is not the case. So, that's a whole conversation by itself. I'm going to hold that for next hour as well. You know, another little quick promo. Please check out on Facebook. That's one good place to look at it. I'm Wayne Walton on Facebook. Please friend me there, Wayne Walton. and I could basically what my intention is to have a running chat so that you can send questions into the show about the monetary system, starting a local currency, the Jubilee plan, the plan for abundance this year via universal debt Jubilee and a local currency. We have a Facebook event page for the Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, PUFF. And the website for that is Rocky Mountain PUFF. Mountain is abbreviated. And you can go there for tickets for the event to come see the Wandering Monks and Jordan Page, Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Tisha Cassida, David Justice, Joby Weeks, and myself. We will literally be taking people around Summit County to experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. So going into break, here's the Wandering Monks again. Check them out, wanderingmonksmusic.com. Fill the sky up with toxic millennia. War for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Well, there you have it. Is why in the world are we here? John Lennon asked that important question. Why in the world are we here? Surely it's not to live in pain and fear. God did not wish for us to live like this. Abundance is all around us. And the reason that we don't have abundance is that it's been engineered into our society by the parasitic user. That energy, that wealth, let's call it, has been extracted from us through the monetary system so that we are always living in a state of lack. Even though we're surrounded by abundance, the lack has been engineered scarcity. We have engineered scarcity of nutritious food, fluoride-free water, worthy political candidates, good information, free energy. So there's all sorts of things which are engineered to be scarce. A good example of that is diamonds. Diamonds are a semi-precious stone. They're not rare. They're semi-precious. So, however, through engineered scarcity, the controllers are able to, with their cartel, regulate and engineer scarcity to keep the value of diamonds high. That's De Beers is the cartel that's in charge of the diamond markets. So by minimizing our access to that, they're able to engineer scarcity to make them appear valuable. And that's a means by which that prices can be raised. That's not inflation. So if you have a set amount, let's say there's $1 million in, I don't know, any small, society, let's call it Summit County, for instance. Let's say there's $1 million there, and you cut off the supply of diamonds to Summit County, where diamonds become not just rare like they are now, through engineered scarcity. Let's say you cut them off nearly entirely, where they become extremely rare. Well, then the price of them would go up. It's not because too many Federal Reserve notes were created, where that the Federal Reserve notes were just flooding the market, and that's the reason why the prices of the diamonds went up. It's because the supply of diamonds was reduced. So what is really occurring in our society, the real reason why prices are going up with gold and silver and oil and big agri-foods and those sorts of things, it's not that we're being flooded with Federal Reserve notes. The controllers are actually cutting off the supply. They're engineering scarcity of those control commodities, and when they cut off the supply of them, those prices go up. And the reason why that is the more accurate explanation is because if we're actually being flooded with Federal Reserve notes, meaning the real reason that the prices were going up, it's basically that it would be because we had too many Federal Reserve notes, we'd be able to pay our debts off more easily. So anyway, we're going into break.
Because
Bill Hicks here talking about a better game. How can we make our game better?
No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns,